This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. An initiative to legalize psychedelic mushrooms is close to making the statewide ballot. The Secretary of State's office is currently verifying petitions submitted by proponents. If the ballot initiative has enough signatures, the decision will be up to voters come November. Organizer Kevin Matthews says the move will decriminalize the growth and possession of mushrooms containing psilocybin for people over the age of 21.
Frankly, we believe that no person deserves to face incarceration or heavy fines for simply trying to heal using these medicines.
It also sets up a program to license businesses and healthcare facilities where trained facilitators would administer mushrooms. However, it would not allow for retail sales. The Colorado Health Department will administer an additional 300 vaccines for monkeypox this week. Appointments are available on a first-come, first-served basis due to a limited supply of the vaccine. Vaccinations are available to men who are gay or bisexual and men who have had multiple male sexual partners within the last 2 weeks. Colorado's first positive monkeypox case was reported in Denver in May. Three separate shootings by police officers in Pueblo recently left two men dead, along with two officers and two suspects injured. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports.
The Pueblo Police Department says the suspects were armed in each case and fired on officers in two of the incidents. The third situation, according to the police statement, involved a man wearing a tactical vest and carrying several firearms who was threatening to shoot himself and others. Officers shot and killed him when he raised his weapon. All of the officers involved were placed on administrative leave, and the shootings are under investigation by the 10th Judicial District Critical Incident Team and other agencies. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
Find more at CPR.org.